It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Most Coloradans will likely get a coronavirus vaccine at the place they typically go for medical care. CPR's Andrea Dukakis reports.
Governor Jared Polis explained what to expect after this first round of vaccines. Round two in the spring includes people over 65, those with pre-existing health conditions, and people who interact with the public at work. Polis said they could be vaccinated at hospitals or at a doctor's office, clinic, or pharmacy.
We are even looking into high-volume vaccination temporary facilities like we have the drive-through testing.
It's likely people will find out if they're eligible to get the vaccine through communication with their doctor's office. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
The first shipment of Pfizer vaccines arrived in Pueblo County Wednesday. KRCC's Elena Rivera has more.
According to health officials, the county received 3,000 vaccine doses. 1,000 went to Parkview Medical Center, while 190 went to St. Mary Corwin. Other doses will be distributed to locations around the state. Pueblo Public Health Director Randy Evett says receiving the vaccine feels like a turning point in the pandemic.
I think it offers a glimmer of hope. It certainly created some excitement amongst our staff, and I think it's a beacon of light for all of us that this is now available.
The health department also received 10 doses to give to nurses on staff working at testing sites. Evett says he expects it will take several weeks to vaccinate every healthcare worker in the county. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Colorado appears to have avoided a post-Thanksgiving spike of COVID-19 cases. Case numbers, hospitalizations, and new outbreaks are all down, but more Coloradans are dying in recent weeks than at any other time during the pandemic. Those deaths follow a surge in COVID infections in the state during the fall. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.